Okay, we are on Pei Gimel. I'm at Aleph. Four lines in the bottom. Yibailahu? Yeah? So Gemara wants to know the following. Yibailahu, kanu miyado mahu. So we're not talking about our case in our Mishnah, or actually points out, we're talking about the case the Gemara just quoted, was the case of the person who says about the Sada. Right, dini devarim inli al sada zu. Right, these people are shutfim, and one of them says, "I'm out." Right, so the whole point was that it doesn't. You know, it's a question whether that really works. Right, because just says, you know, dini devarim inli. Right, I'm not in. So is that what you know? That's the case we're talking about. So we're asked now, kanamiyado mo. What if he makes a kinyan? Right, when he makes a kinyan chalipin, when he does that, does that make it any better? Or not. So we have machloka. So Amr of Yosef, me didn't devarim kana miyado. But Yosef says, yeah, what do you make a kinyan? You make a kinyan nothing. You make a kinyan that didn't devarim, right? That which didn't really do anything. So the fact you make a kinyan doesn't really make any difference. Rav Nachman Amar mi gufa shel karka kana miyado. No, Rav Nachman says, no. If you make a, just look at Rashi all the way in the bottom of the page, me didn't devarim kana miyado, which is Rav Yosef, yeah. Right, the thing that you get, right, or that you accomplished is nothing, because all you accomplished was the din udvarim, which was again, you didn't say, I'm being machne to you. Let's make a kinyan, let's make a transaction. You just said din udvarim ainly anasef. I don't have anything to do with it. So that doesn't do anything. For Rav Nachman, Amar miguvei shakarka kanam yada. No, Rav Nachman says no. You actually, the person makes a kinyan on the karka that you by us making a kinyan now, so now I've transferred the karka to the other person. So Amar Abaye Yistavra Milsa Rav Yosef. So Abaye says it makes sense to say is that which Rav Yosef said be orer. That's a case of orer. What do you mean orer? Let's look at Rashi in the top on the top left be orer kishaba chaveiro ze lahachzik bechelko miyad amar viir er alamatana. So what's the case? Like, let's say my one person comes and he wants to make the machzik the chilek, right? He wants to take that piece of karka, right? He wants to take his piece, right? And immediately the other person comes and says, no, that's ridiculous, right? Your error alamatana. He says, no, it's not true. You shouldn't be allowed to get it. It belongs to me. V'amra lo nasati lecha sada. Right? He says, no, I didn't give it to you. We didn't dvarim ba'alma. No, when I said dini dvarim, I didn't really mean it, right? So meaning the guy who himself said dini dvarim inli besadazu, so he complains, right? So if Yosef who said mi dini dvarim kana miyado, meaning the kinyan doesn't work, is for who? It's in a scenario where I said dini dvarim to you, and then you go to say okay great, so now it's mine. And I'm like no, I didn't. I just said nothing. I didn't really mean it, right? So that's when Yosef said it doesn't work. Right? Fine. Avab, so let's go back to the Gemara. Avab, omed mi gufa shakarka karamiyado. But the case is omed, then it works. Meaning, Rashi says, Avab, omed yom o yomayim. And if you waste a couple of days, a day or two, ve'achakach irer, and then he says, no, I didn't really mean it. Right? So then, lo, the hashtahu de kahadar be vilamduhu li tonkach. Because what do we assume happened? Guy says, didn't dvarim in the bizarazu, and he makes a kinyan, right? And then he walks away. And then 2 days later, he comes back and goes, oh, by the way, I didn't really mean it. It's not true. So yeah, it was nothing anyways. You say, wait a second, that's not true. Of course you meant it. But what happened? Now you went back and you decided you didn't want to make the transaction. And someone says, oh, if you complain, then we're going to, you know, you won't, well, maybe that's a way to get out of the transaction, get out of the deal. So when he waited so much time, so then even Rav Yosef would agree, right? The omeid that the kinyan is a real kinyan, right? Because clearly he's trying to, give it over to the other person. That's clearly what he was trying to do. But if he stops right away, that's when Yosef says, look, if he stops right away, he didn't really do much. Okay. So basically the question is, what do we know about the person's das when he makes that kinyan, right? That's really the point. So fine. So Amar Meimar Hilchasa Migufa Shakaka Kanamiya. So Meimar says that the kinyan actually works, right? And the other guy gets the other, you know, the other half of the karka. So Amar Rav Ashi la Mimar, but Orer Bromid. What was the case? Is the case of, is it only when, you know, is it even a case where he, you know, is it, do we make a distinction between whether he complained right away, right, and said, sorry, I didn't mean it, or only when he, you know, takes a bunch of time, right? In which case do you say that the kinyan works? So it's the Lamai Nafkim, you know, it's, what do you mean? Like, for what are you talking about? So the Chazal of Yosef, right? So he said, no, I mean it because like we said, according to Rav Yosef, who had said that it doesn't work, he, you know, maybe that was only in the case of Orer, but in case of Omid, even Rav Yosef would agree. So Amalei Lo Shmieli, he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I never heard such a distinction. I never heard that there's any reason to be distinguished between Orer, Omid, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, if he made a kinyan, when he said didn't divide me in the zoo, then that's enough. Kolomar Lo Shmieli. When he says Lo Shmieli, it doesn't mean I didn't hear it, but if I would have heard it, I wouldn't make a difference. He says Lo Shmieli, no, I never heard such a thing. Meaning, I don't care. It's not something that makes a difference to me. Fine. So the bottom line is, sounds like you're Paskin, if he makes the kinyan, even though the language he uses is not a language of kinyan, that's still going to be enough to relinquish his chelik of the field to the other person. Fine. Okay. So the mission had said im kein lama kasav la. Now back to our case, where the Mishnah had said, "Hey, kosev leishto dinu dvarim in li b'nechsech." Right, so he had said, what he had written down, right, a star that says dinu dvarim in li b'nechsech. So what happens? He still eats the peros. He still gives Yorish her if she dies. So the Mishnah says, so what in the world is he? What's the? Who cares that he said this? That he wrote this? The answer was that if she would make a deal, if she imachar v'nasna kaim, that she is allowed to sell her nichsei milu. Right? That was the difference. There's three things: right, that he gets the peros, that he gets the yurish, he yurishes the field if she dies, and three, that he can stop her from making a deal. So the chiddush of kosev leishta didn't vayim in the nichseich is that he can no longer stop her from making the deal. So the gemara continues as follows: v'teima lei mikal milis ligas nafshecha. Why can't she say to him, what do you mean? You're out of the whole thing. That's what he said. I have nothing to do with the field. And you said, oh, it's only one of these three things that's taken away from him. Why? Just say, she could say to him, the language is very clear that you have nothing to do with it at all. So I'm Rabbaye, Yad Balashtar Al Tachtona. Right? So no, because Rabbaye says, because whenever somebody has a star, right? So they have like the weak side, right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'teim lemi kol mile slikas nafshecha." That's the first, the last wide line. It starts in the last wide line. Kevan de ukmes the belashin ze yachal yistalek. Like, now that you said this language works, lama einu misulak minakol. Why just let him, be separate himself from the whole thing? So answers. And now in Rashi, yad balashtar al tachtona kol hamotzi star al hamuchsak. Any person who brings a star? Usually, a star is a good thing. Why would you? Yeah,
like
Hachtona.
Like our Mishnah had a star, but we had that Braisa right at the beginning of the Mara, which was even if he just said it.
So, right.
So how would this?
How does this work? Right. Yeah. So just look, what Rashi is going to say. So Rashi says that Yad Balash, even the phrase is weird. Yad Balash Tachtona. Usually, the star is the strongest thing there is. Right. So why is this Yad Al Tachtona? So Rashi says Kol Hamotzi Star Al Muchzak. Again, I have a star, right? But you have money. Right, or you have the karka, whatever it is, right? Right. So anytime I have a star against someone who has a muslim badavar, mashim befurish b'star yachal litvo alav, whatever is really explicitly the star, I can go and collect. V'mashtar sasum, but if the star is not so clear, right? So then maridin oso lepachos shebimashmos hashtar. Then all I can collect is the minimal amount that is for sure. Like delineated in the star, basically. Like whatever is the minimum. I mean, I don't know what the star means, right? If you don't know what the star means, then what do we do? What do we always go back to? Right? At the end of the day, I'm muchzak and I have the money. Or she'll say she is a muchzak, right? And she has the karka. So if he wants to get something out of her, right? So he has to, or she wants. In this case, she wants to get it out of him because he wrote her the star. So he can only get the minimum that you can. Say for sure, can be extracted based on the star, right? anichsisha. And here, the husband has all these things. He's allowed to take the peros. He gets the Yerusha. He can prevent her from selling the karka, etc. Right, b'shlosha dvarim lechal peros liyirish v'liyirish v'im tim kor machal rebatal, etc. V'zu motzi alav shtar shekasaf tali din dvarim and v'nechsech. And you all she has is a shtar that says I have no shaychus to your field. V'loshon siloko, right? Who's that? And it's just a language of removing himself. V'hu yachaliton vade loshon siloko. Yeah, it's a loshon silok. Aval lo nistakalti el mipachal shabetvarim. V'zu hi hamechira. Right? And the only thing that separate myself from is if you would go ahead and sell it, I'll take my hands away. Aval kozman shlo timkor ochal peres. But I can still eat the peres. Right? I mean, the point is because she's coming to remove it from she's coming to take him out of this otherwise, strong position that he holds. She can only remove him from the minimal piece. That's for sure something he's allowed that he would lose.
Because it's unclear.
Because it's unclear.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like what you do when the Bryce was bringing when it's oral even.
Right.
So I don't know how you apply it. How this gets applied.
The star. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Good question about the star. Yeah. Right. But in our case, at least with the star. Fine. So Gemara says, fine. But you want to say that, what is it? So we're now going to talk about what are the minimum things that you could take. What's the least, right? So we said, the assumption here is the least is that he says he can no longer stop her from selling the field. But there's other options also. Ve'ema mipire. What do you mean? Just say that he can't collect the Paris anymore. That maybe that's the minimal thing that you for sure can take from him. So Amar Abaye, botsina tav mikra. Okay? So Abaye says, no, a botsina, a small, Rashi says, botsina tav mikra, botsina delas katana. Botsina is a small gourd. Kra delas gadola. A kra is a larger gourd, right? So what's the point? The point is, a person would rather grab the small thing that they can for sure get than wait for the big thing that they may not ever get, right? You want to collect your lottery winnings. So I'll take it all, lump sum. I'd rather do that than wait down the line and say, right, that's my bad example. But like certain things that you can get now, even if it's less, I'd rather take the now, that's a good example, right? Then wait till later for the bigger thing. Most people are impulsive, right? And they want to take the now thing, even if it's less, than waiting for later, right? So the point being, the payros are really less, but they're now, right? As opposed to being able to be ma'akefer from selling, which is a much further down the line, okay? Ve'eimim mirusha, okay, so maybe say, He's misalik himself and being yorisher if she dies. So Amar Abaye, misa shchicha, mechira lo shchicha. No. So Zabaya, misa happens, right? Everybody, unfortunately, until for now, everybody dies, right? Selling the field, it's not something that happens all the time. It doesn't necessarily happen at all, even, right? So misa is a thing that you know is going to happen. At some point, someone's going to die. But again, she could die before, he could die before her. But it is, whatever the numbers are, 50-50. Who's going to go first? So it is, definitely a possibility that she's going to die. Mechira, how often is she going to sell the land? Not necessarily so frequent. V'chi mesalik inish nafshe, mimilsa delo shchicha, mimilsa de shchicha lo mesalik inish nafshe. And if he's going to choose to separate himself from something, what he's going to separate himself from? Not the thing that's going to happen very often, right? And the thing that's less likely to happen. That's the thing that, if you want to say, what's the minimum thing I would, remove, minimum power I would take for myself, the minimum thing is the thing that's the least likely to occur, right? Because I lose out the least. Fine. So, okay. Rav Ashi Amar b'nichseich v'lo b'peir sayen, b'nichseich v'lo alachar misa. So Rav Ashi says, I'll make a diak actually in the language. When I say, dini dvarim einli b'nichseich, the language itself actually explains why I'm only being masalik myself specifically from the mechira, right? But not from the other things. Why? Because it's nichseich, the language is nichseich, which implies not the peros, right? And nichseich implies now, but not lachar misa. So therefore, Rav Rashi says, I'll forget the svaris for why for which things it should be, but I'll just tell you the language itself makes it clear. It's talking specifically about the shaychus to the nechasim, to the field itself. Fine. Which would be if they would sell. Okay. Rabbi Huda Omer, la'olam hu ocha pire piros, right? So we had this language of pire peros before, and we didn't explain what that meant. So Tanu Rabbanan, Elohen peros, ve'elohen pire peros. So what's peros and what's pire peros? So hechnisa lo karka ve'asasa peros. Okay, so they get married, and she brings a piece of land, and it makes as an orchard, and it makes apples. It makes apples. Great. So that's harehim peros. That's the peros. Machar peros for lachach man karka for asasa peros. So now he takes the bushels of apples, and he with those bushels, he goes and he buys another piece of land, and then that new piece of land makes new peros. Right. So what's that? Harehen pire peros. So pire peros are like the very far extension peros that come from the peros themselves. Right. But way further down the line. Okay, so Ibarlahu, Rabbi Yehuda, say, ask Rabbi Yehuda, Pire Peros Dafka, Odilma Adolam Dafka, Odilma Tarvayu Dafka. Right, the language was, what did he say? In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La Olam Ocha Pire Peros, I'm just back in the Mishnah, Achi Yichtav La, he always can eat the Pire Peros, until he writes, Dini Dvar Me'enli B'nechzeich, Ube Peroseyan, Ube Pire Peroseyan, Ad Olam. So the question is it that he expressed the words Pire Peros? Or is that he expressed the word Adolam? Or does he need to have Pire Peros and Adolam? Does that make a difference? Okay? So in Tim Salamar Pire Peros, Dafka, if you say, I just needed the language of Pire Peros, and that's the language, the implication is further along. So Adolam Lamali, what do you need Adolam for? Forever. So Hakamash Lan, what might I say? Cave in the Kasavla Pire Peros, come on the Kasavla Adolam Dami. I might have thought that Pire Peros is like writing and forever, right? So therefore, I need Adolam to show that it's not just, that Pire Peros itself, but that doesn't mean Adolam. Vim Tim Salomar Adolam Dafka, and if you're going to tell me it's specific because I wrote the words Adolam, so Pire Peros Lamali. What do I need the Pire Peros for? What do I need the language for? Just say Adolam. It's going to mean everything forever, everything that comes from it. Takamashlan afagav the kasala pire peros e kasala adolam in ilo lo. Right, you might argue no. So if I don't have adolam, then pire peros maybe just the implication would be it just means pire peros the first time, right? The first extension, right? So, but if you didn't say adolam, it's not all the future pire peros. Vim tim salamar tarvayu dafka. And if you can tell me, I need both tarte lam. What do I need both for? No, I would need, you could argue I need both. Why? Because of la pire peros. If you just wrote pire peros, velo kasaval adolam, you didn't write adolam, have a mina pire peros, hu de lo achel, have a pira de pire peros, achel. Right? So you might say, if I just said pire peros and didn't write adolam, then pire peros is what I don't need, but I can eat the third generation, right? Peros. Lahachi itzrich adolam. That's why I need adolam. Because of the adolam, and if I just said adolam, the lokas of la pire peros, and I didn't write pire peros, have a mina la olam aperos kai. Right? And maybe I think the olam is on the peros themselves, meaning this first field, I could eat those peros forever. Right? But I didn't say anything about pire. If I would purchase land with that, and then it doesn't mean anything about that. I just talked about the first generation, that I would keep getting the first generation peros forever. So lahachi itzrich pire peros, and that's why I need both. Fine. So we don't answer the question, just by the way. We never get to the conclusion of whether it's Pire Peros, Dafka, La Olam Dafka, or both. They just explain to us what all the svaras would be, and at the end of the day, we don't have an answer to that question, which one we need. Okay. So if you're not sure, say both, to be sure. Okay. Ibailu. Kasav La Dinu Dvar Menin Bechsech. Ube Pire Peros. Mahu Shiyochal Peros. Mahu Shiyochal Mahushi Yochal Peros. Okay, so let's say a person writes, Dinu Dvarim Eni Binasech Uba Pire Peros, right? And they didn't say Adolam, but they also didn't say Peros. They didn't say Peros or Pire Peros, they just said Pire Peros, the only thing they said. So can they eat the Peros if the only thing they wrote was Pire Peros? So Mi Pire Peros Selek Navshe, Mi Pire Lo Selek Navshe. So you say, look, I explicitly said Pire Peros, and that's what he separates himself from. Oh, Dima, me call me like selling nafshe. No, or you say no. Ugh, come on, Pire Peros. It means everything. So pshita, to be called me like selling nafshe. Right? No, it's obvious that you're separating yourself from everything. Why? Di amris me Pire Peros selling nafshe. Me Pire Lo selling nafshe. You're going to tell me that I separated from the Pire Peros, but I didn't separate myself from the Peros themselves. Kevin da achilnu the Peros Pire Peros mehecha. Right? If you're going to argue that I'm separating myself from the Pire Peros, but I can eat the Peros. So what's going to happen? How did the Pire Peros come from what? They come from the Peros having been left over somewhat to be sold, to be turned into karka to make Pire Peros. Right? But if I'm allowed to take care of the Peros, to eat the Peros, what's going to happen? There'll be none left. Right? I'll sell them, whatever. I could get rid of them. So if the person says I'm misaligning myself from the Pire Peros, the implication is that the peiros themselves would be available to create pirei peiros. That's an implication, right? So the Gemara says, okay, for b'li tamech, according to that, hadis nan Rabbi Yehuda Omer la'olam hu ocha pirei peiros, right? So according to you, Rabbi Yehuda's statement, when he says a person can always eat pirei peiros unless he explicitly says peiros with pirei peiros ad olam, kevin dachalinu le pirei peiros peiros mehecha, right? Meaning our Mishnah, he wrote it explicitly, right? So if that's true, that I can write it, that I can, in that case, you have to say it explicitly. Why do you have to say it explicitly? You can ask the same kasha. Just say peiros. You said you have to say exactly this line, right? Why? Exclude peiros and just say peiros, and that should be enough. So ella b'deshaira, right? So what must be the case in our Mishnah? Must be left over some, right? That he's again leaving. He's otherwise would have been forbidden to them, but he leaves a few over, right? Or he's allowed to use the peiros. But the assumption is he would leave a few over. Takanami b'deshir, the fact that, meaning, the point being, it's not whether he left over or didn't leave over. The question is whether we can assume that would happen, right? Meaning, the kasha is, in terms of how we look at the case, that once I allow him to have, or once he forbids himself to peer peros, meaning they're going to be hers, he's not going to get any. That, what does that mean? So we said that means that, that in general, what that means is he's saying he has no shaykhah to the peiros. Because otherwise, in theory, he could finish them all. The response is not necessarily. It could be that he's still permitted to the peiros, and the fact that he's permitted to them doesn't mean that fundamentally there never could be peiros. No, he could be permitted to the peiros, and he could leave some over, right? And that would be possible. And therefore, the fact that he is permitted to the peiros doesn't fundamentally mean that the peiros would be out. So the point being that it sounds like at this point what we're saying is that argument is not a great argument, and that's why in the end of the day saying peiros doesn't necessarily mean that he excludes himself from everything. Okay, all right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up next week.